Speaks of the name of Jesus. Hebrews 1 says this: Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows the name, this shows the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their name. Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Blessed
yes.
be the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The
Hallelujah.
proclamation that speaks forth our belief, our trust in God and His move, in His covenant, in His commandments, and what He's spoken over us and what He's done for us. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I was just listening to the songs Waymaker and Made a Way. I just think of all the times where I was faced and didn't know anything to do but call out the name of Jesus. I
Yes.
recognize calling out the name of Jesus, what took me to that scripture, just to recognize that the Son radiates God's own glory. He expresses the very characteristics of God. He is God Himself. And I'm just thankful that I know to call upon His name in my
Yeah.
trouble, in my times of trials, in my times of tribulation, and amongst my blessings, I know to call on the name of Jesus. So I thank God that we all have the power and the Holy Spirit within us to give us the unction to speak the name of Jesus when we know what else, not what else to speak. So I proclaim to you, I admonish you, I just pray that you will continue, no matter what you face, to just proclaim the name Jesus. Welcome, 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 saints, to New Vision for Life Church, where where the love never ends, and we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy that keepeth the
Jesus.
law. It's an honor to be with you this morning to join in a corporate praise, a corporate prayer to lift our praise and our prayers, our request to the name of Jesus, to the precious God that we serve, the honorable and the immaculate, the awesome and all powerful, the omniscient, the omnipotent, the omnipresent God that we serve. It's an honor to be with you this morning to give him a collective hallelujah praise. So before we go on, just one more time in your place, just give a quick hallelujah shout. So before I have the opportunity to introduce our beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Thank you, Lord.
hallelujah,
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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless you all to
Thank
give that
you.
hallelujah praise, to just build up a little excitement so we could kind of get to the level of excitement that our beloved apostle had. This woman of God stays excited. She stays with the hallelujah praise. She's been faithful through trials, she's been faithful through tribulations, but she's also walked through a whole lot of blessing, and she's also been a blessing to us. So as we stand together, as I have the honor to present to you, I don't see any guests on, so I'm just presenting, not introducing our beloved, our excited, our shepherd, our leader, our friend, our mother, our sister, our guide, Apostle Etta Banks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen,
Jesus.
amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so awesome. He's so marvelous. He is so wonderful. He is just so everything. He really is. Remember that he is truly our deliverer. He's our protector. He's our provider. He is the one that sanctifies us. He is our righteousness. Hallelujah. He is everything we need him to be. He is. Praise be unto God. And everything that he is, when I say he's everything we need to be, we need him to be, some people would think, well, in that case, you don't need nobody else, but you got Jesus. Well, listen, folks, let me tell you, he made it so that you would need other people. That's why there is a body. Amen. That's why there is a body of Christ. It's not just one person, and we're out here all alone on a desert island and we're just worshiping God and there's nobody else. No, even when he was here by himself, he made all of this stuff so he'd have others with him. Amen. And he made us to need one another. So the persons that we need are the people that have Jesus Christ within them. Amen. Those are the ones that we really need to be with. But look, 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 saints of God, he even takes some of those people who don't believe in him, who don't have Holy Spirit living within them. He even takes them and causes them to be a blessing unto us when it is a divine appointment, when it is a divine assignment. So let us be mindful of how great and how wonderful he is. He is marvelous beyond compare. I don't think that we could list and name every single thing that Jesus has done for us in our lives, because there's some things he's done we don't even realize that he was the one that did it. We have, excuse me, we have no idea that he was the one that orchestrated things in our lives, that he orchestrated things for us in school. He orchestrated things for us in our place of employment. He orchestrated things for us in the neighborhood that we live in. He orchestrated all there was to orchestrate. Jesus orchestrated. God said, this is to be, and it came to pass. Amen. And there are times when we choose ways that are not becoming unto us as a Christian. There are times we do things and say things and go places that's not becoming as a Christian. But as I believe Denise brought forth the word this morning and saying, but God remembered his covenant. He remembered his covenant, and therefore he did not let us go. I thank God for the grace and mercy that's afforded to us every single day, every single day. And giving glory to God again, I want to thank my son Kyle. I want to thank him, praise be unto God, for the music selection. It ministered to us right where we needed to be ministered to. It ministered to us. You know, I thank God that we can receive what it is that God said is going to be. It's going to happen. We can receive it before it happens. I thank God. I thank him. I thank God that we can thank him, you know, that it could have been us here, there, and elsewhere. Hallelujah. So we thank him for all that he has done for us. And him being a way maker, praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I love the part that he's working even when I don't see it. He's working even when I don't feel it. He is working. And saints of God, if we can grab a hold of that, if we can grab a hold of that don't just look at what you see in your natural eye or what you hear in the natural ear. Praise be unto God. The Father is working all the time on our behalf. Praise be unto God. Even to the youth that are on here who may not yet have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the prayers of your mother and your grandmother and your grandfather and your pastor and those that are saved, those that know the Lord that are praying for you, God is keeping a covenant with them. God is keeping a covenant with them. The prayers of your great grandparents that have gone on. God is keeping his word. Hallelujah. He's keeping his word that our youth, that our children shall be saved. And some of us, our children are 30, 40, and 50 years old and have not yet come to the place where they have submitted unto God. They are still children. Hallelujah. They're our children. Hallelujah. And God has made us a promise. He has made us a promise. So hold on to the promise. Hold on to the promise. We may cry as we go in through these changes. We may cry as we go through the stages that we have to go through, but our crying does not mean defeat. Hallelujah. It does not mean defeat. God's delay does not mean his denial. He has not denied us. And for this, I thank God. I want to speak to you. Excuse me. I want to speak to you this morning. Praise God. Dealing with Daniel, dealing with Daniel. I want to speak to you about how we could be successful in the kingdom of God in our lives here on earth, how we can be successful without compromise, without compromise, saints of God. And that is so vitally important. That is so vitally important that we are in a place where we can stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is honorable. Stand up for what is pure. Stand up for what is holy. Stand up for it in the name of Jesus. Even though there will be people that will deny us, there will be people that will mock us, there will be people that will laugh at us, there will be your friends, those of you that are in school, your friends will laugh at you because you are a Christian boy or a Christian girl. They'll call you church boy, church girl. They will say, you know, that you think you're better than them and so forth. Children, stand up for what it is that God would have you stand up for. Stand up for what God would have you to stand up for. So let's look at Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 21. Let me read that. Let me read that if I may, please. And I'm reading from the New English Translation. I'm reading from the New English Translation. But Daniel made up his mind. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. In the King James Version, it says Daniel purposed in his heart, which meant he made up in his mind. He made up in his mind. He purposed it in his heart. Daniel made up his mind. I need to keep stressing that and stressing it and stressing it. Saints of God, what we do in life depends upon the decisions that we make. What we make. We make up in our minds, praise be unto God. Daniel made up in his mind that he would not defile himself with the royal delicacies or the royal wine. He therefore asked the overseer of the court officials for permission not to defile himself. Then God, you hear, then God, God is always there on the scene. He's on the scene. Excuse me. Then God made the overseer of the court officials sympathetic to Daniel. But when he responded to Daniel, he said, "I fear my master, the king. He is the one who has decided your food and drink. What would happen if he saw that you looked malnourished in comparison to the other young men your age? If that happens, you would endanger my life with the king." Now, let me stop there because I know we have some young people on the line today, and let me explain this. In other words, Daniel, with his three best friends, were taken from where they lived. They were taken from there and brought here to be in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar, and they were to be groomed to be in under his authority, to be under his kingship, his lordship, to work in the palace and so forth, in the king's kingdom. This is where they were supposed to be. So they were brought out of what was familiar and taken to a place unfamiliar. And here, as they're grooming all the young men to worship this king, to work for this king, to study the word, to study their rules and their way, they were given delicacy food, precious food to eat, and wine to drink. And these foods came against what Daniel, as a Jewish man, as a young man, what they believed in. And so he said, "Please, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat this." And the overseer said, he heard him and he said, "But if I don't have you eat what is given to you, you may come out of this looking malnourished, weak, skinny, and so forth. And then the king will know that I didn't obey what I'm supposed to obey." And he said, "If that happens, my life is endangered." But then Daniel spoke, verse 11. But then Daniel spoke to the warden, whom the overseer of the court officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. "Please test your servants for 10 days by providing us with some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who are eating royal delicacies. Deal with us in the light of what you see." So the warden agreed to their proposal and tested them for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance was better and their bodies were healthier than all the young men who had been eating the royal delicacy. So the warden removed the delicacy and the wine from their diet and gave them a diet of vegetables instead. Now, as for these four men, God endowed them with knowledge and skill in all sorts of literature and wisdom. And Daniel had insight into all kinds of visions and dreams. When the time appointed by the king arrived, the overseer of the court officials brought them into Nebuchadnezzar's presence. When the king spoke with them, he did not find among the entire group anyone like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and insight the king asked them about, he found them to be 10 times better than the musicians and the astrologers that were in his entire kingdom. Now, Daniel lived on until the first year of Cyrus. And that meant, as you go further into the chapter and the chapters after, it was 60 years before Cyrus became king. And Daniel lived and function as God would have him to function. Saints of God, Daniel is just one of the many men and women of God that's in the Bible that we could desire to be like, that we want to be like him, talk like him, be powerful the way that he is, and so forth and so on. There are people that we have out here that we admire, basketball players, football players, heads of companies, CEOs, preachers and pastors that are world renowned, missionaries, again, world renowned. There are people in every walk of life, every field of life. Somebody is at the top of their field, and we can admire those people. And Daniel was one of these people in his area where he was from. He had dignity. He was important. He was honored. He was respected, even as a child. And as he came over, praise be unto God, with Nebuchadnezzar, he was ranked highly as time went on. So understand that Daniel reached these positions of power and influence. He reached them without compromise. There are singers and artists that we see that have become world renowned. People love these artists. They Beyoncé, Jay-Z. I wish I knew more of them to give you names that you would be familiar with. I don't know them, praise be unto God. However, many of these people signed a contract with the enemy, signed a contract with Satan that they would give their souls in order to become famous. They would serve the devil in order to become famous. Saints of God, Daniel is an example of someone who became famous. We're still talking about him today, thousands of years since he did what he did. We're still talking about him today. Praise be unto God because of what he did, and he did it without compromise. Daniel was a man of purpose. He was a young man in a strange land, but he was and being immediately faced with the challenge to violate God's law by eating the king's food. And despite his youth, hear me, youth, to despite his youth and the obvious pressure that he had to conform, Daniel purposed in his heart not to give up on what the father said and to uphold the law of God, no matter what it costs, no matter the cost. Saints of God, what is it that somebody is trying to get you to do? Somebody is trying to persuade you to walk another way that would come against the word of God. I'm telling you, this happens, and more so, it not only happens with us as youth, it happens with us as adults. But the thing is, the enemy wants to grab the young while they don't know any better. While they don't know any better. And some of the reasons why they don't know any better is because we have not taught them. And it is our responsibility to teach them the word of God. It's our responsibility, no matter how young they are, to teach them the word of God. It was awesome when we were at the West's house for the children's birthday party. And Kyle's son, God bless his heart, came by and laid hands on us, came by and put his hands on our head, and he laid hands on us in the name of Jesus. He was able to quote and the fruit of the Spirit. Praise be unto God. This is how we all should be teaching our young children. So when they grow up, they won't depart from it. This seed has been planted in their hearts. Amen. It has been planted in them. And this is how they will grow up. And we love the fact that here we see in the Word of God how Daniel was a man of purpose. Children, young adults, you have purpose. Older folks, we have purpose. God created us with purpose in mind. He created us with purpose in mind. And each one of us identifying those purposes, each one of us parents identifying purpose in your children, telling them that they have purpose, showing them what you can where purpose is concerned. It is so vitally important. And Daniel made his mind up. You know what? I am not going to walk away from what it is that I know is right according to the word of God. And this is what God wants us to do. Every child of God needs to be a person of purpose. Nobody wants to follow a wishy-washy person that has no direction. I love it with our scripture for this ministry in Psalms 29 and 18. For a man without a vision perishes, but happy is he that follows the law, obeys the law. Without that vision is not just what you're seeing. The vision is the pronounced word of God, is the prophetic word of God, is the revelation word of God. That's what gives us vision. That's what gives us the vision. And when we obey, happy are we. Praise be unto God. And so this is what God has called each of us to do, to be a man, woman, and child of purpose. Praise be unto God. Daniel was also a man of principle. He refused to compromise his convictions. What if you had to let me use this example. Apply for a loan. You had to apply for a loan. And the only way that you could get that loan was for you to fudge the truth. You had to tell a lie about how much money you made. You had to tell a lie about how long you've been on your job. And you got something in that job, on that someone on that job that will verify and stand up for you for that lie. That is truly not walking in the principle and walking under true conviction. That is not what it is. What if you, as a teenager, you're in school, you know you're not supposed to go someplace after school when your parents have told you to come straight home. You know that you're not supposed to drink, and your parents let you go to a party where there's alcohol that's being served, and you're offered a drink, and you decide to take that drink because you don't want to be on the outside. You don't want to be talked about. You don't want to be made fun of. So you go ahead and take the drink. No. Daniel was a man of principle. He refused to compromise. Youth do not compromise that you have been taught and how to live a life honorable to your parents and honorable to God. Do not do that. Men and women in the body of Christ, we are not exempt. You hear me saying the youth, because Daniel did this when he was a teenager. I want you to know that. He was a teenager when he did this. He wasn't a grown man. He didn't have 50 years of education behind him, 50 years of biblical teaching. He was a teenager that had the word of God within him. Praise be unto God. And youth, you. Those of you that are on this line, I know you are getting the word. I know you're getting the word because I know your mom and dad. I know the word that's being fed to you. And so therefore, I am encouraging you, do not compromise. As a young man, as a young boy, Daniel did not compromise. He did not eat the food that he was not supposed to eat. As an older man, when he was still in the kingdom of Belshazzar offered him gold and robes of linen, good linen, and so forth, so that he would serve in there and that he would give him all of these things if he would do what it is that they asked him to do. And wait a minute, Daniel was brought before the king, and the king spoke to him and said, "Are you that Daniel who was once captive from Judah, whom my father the king brought from Judah? I've heard of you. I heard that the spirit of God is in you. I heard that the spirit of God is in you." I'm trying to get the rest of the scripture. Hold on with me. That is in you. "I heard that you do awesome things. I heard that you were better, had better understanding than that of the astrologers, and that of the musicians. I heard that you were wiser than all of them. I heard that you give interpretations of dreams and so forth and so on. I heard that you do all of these things. So now, if you read the writing and make known to me its interpretation," this is in his old age, saints of God, "you shall be clothed with the purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and you shall be made third in the a ruler in the kingdom." But Daniel said to him and said before the king, "Let your gifts be yours for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. However, I will still read the writing to the king and make known the interpretation." So when somebody offers you all of these things so that they can receive what it is that you have, so they can be blessed by your gift, listen, don't be accepting the rewards that they want to give you, because you don't know what kind of compromise that's going to put you in. If it's the gift that God has given you in order for you to bless the kingdom, then you bless the kingdom. You bless that person because God has given you that gift not to hold for yourself, but to bless others. So you go ahead and bless them, not looking for rewards for man. And I'm not saying there's not going to be times that God opens up doors and cause people to favor us. God's going to open up doors to cause people to give unto us. He said that they will give unto our bosom. That will happen. But you be careful for who is offering you a gift, who is offering to reward you for something that they want you to do. Be very careful. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I know in the ministry field that as I was coming up in the field, I know there were people that got ordained as pastors the same time I got ordained as pastors. They were under a particular organization, but somebody came along. Hey, glory to God. Somebody came along and said, "Look, if you leave that organization and you come over here and pastor over here under my organization, I will make you a bishop." And at this time, they were walking in the office as a pastor, and he said, I will make you a bishop. Nothing but a title change. It's just a title change. But understand that they would be doing the same type of stuff that they were doing. As a bishop, they may be covering more ministries and so forth, but somebody that's eager to get a title, somebody that's eager to get recognition, somebody that's eager thinking there may be more pay that comes along with it, will leave the place that God placed them, that God called them to, the place where they are supposed to serve, and go someplace else because somebody promised them a reward. Because somebody promised them a reward. People, please let us be people of principle. Let us be people of conviction. Let us walk and show that we can be as Daniel showed us to be. Also, after having the purpose and having principle, the Daniel also was a man of purity. His opponents could not find any fault in him. They could not find any fault in him. And this is awesome as we look at this. This would take us to the place where people are going to accuse us of wrongdoing. Trust me, yours truly has been in that place. I have been accused of stuff that blew my mind. Stuff I would not have given any thought to doing, going places I would not have gone, and so forth. But somebody told a lie, somebody accused me, and so forth and so on. And if I had gone before the right judge, they would have found no fault in me. You hear me? They would have found no fault in me. I did not do those things. Is this the testimony that we are going to have? Young boys, young girls, children, are you faultless? Are you going to be faultless? If somebody lied on you in school and you get called down to the principal office, can your parents walk in there with all confidence and say, I know Diamond didn't do it. I know Aaron and Lauren did not do it because this is not their character. This is not who they are. I know it did not happen. Praise be unto God. So find, be able to be found faultless, that you will have the support that you need behind you when it comes to your accuser. And Jesus, hallelujah, is also our support. When the enemy comes to accuse us, Jesus stands before his Father and says, not this one. Not because we were so innocent, but because we accepted him as Savior and the blood covers us. That puts us in right standing with God Almighty. It puts us in right standing. And because of Daniel's purity in his business affair, he received promotions. He received elevation and whatever it was that was needed and done. He received that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sons and daughters, old and young, God is going to be the one that is going to promote us. He's the one that gives us promotion. He's the one that leads and guides us. He's the one that grants us favor. He's the one that keeps hallelujah, that keeps his covenant. He is the one, and this is the one that we should follow. The world has nothing to offer us better than what it is that Jesus Christ himself offered us. Praise be unto God. And one of the other things that's very, very important about Daniel's life as we look to follow his example is his prayer life, is his prayer life. Saints of God, again, I'm going to say to my young babies, youngins, you are not too young to pray. Can you open your mouth and speak and say amen? The one-year-old child can say amen. The one-year-old child can say amen. Parents will be praying with their children, and the child doesn't know anything else to say. Sometimes they're doing the goo-goo gaga sa da 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 da. And I look, I'm gonna call their goo-goo gaga as they're being spoken to. I'm gonna call that them speaking and spiritually. They're speaking to the Father as best they can. Then when they get old enough, they can say amen. When they get 2 years old, they can say a little more, Father, I thank you. They can say hallelujah, hallelujah. Daniel was a man of prayer. There was an ordinance that was put out of where he was and said that anybody that prayed to any God other than and bowed down to anyone other than Nebuchadnezzar, anyone that did it, anyone, that they would be punished. They would be punished. And Daniel heard, he heard, sorry, he heard about the ordinance that had been put forth. And did he bow? Did he give up? Did he say, "Oh my God, we're going to be in trouble if we do this"? No. He went home. He opened up his windows. Look, it's one thing to pray behind your windows, behind closed doors. But Brother Man opened the window and he prayed the way he was praying since he was younger. He prayed 3 times a day. He demonstrated his dependence upon God. He gave thanks in the midst of the persecution. He gave a demonstration of his gratitude. What we saw this morning as Danielle was praising and worshiping God in the midst of all that's going on in her life and in her son's life, there was a demonstration of gratitude. The fact that she was not going to lose sight of God's blessing. I saw many of the others of you blessing God. Denise and Lee and Pastor Brinkley and whoever else. I didn't see all of you, and I'm sure those of you that didn't open up your camera, those of you that you were giving God praise and worship, you were giving him praise and worship. And this is what the Father wants, you to have a dedicated prayer life, a dedicated prayer life, a life that is not going to cause you to fall away from God, but to draw closer to him, to draw closer to him. The word tells us that we should be praying continuously. We should pray without stopping. And in our efforts to live a purposeful, principled, pure life in God, we can't do this without having a prayer life in God, without having that prayer life in God. We must have a prayer life in him. Thanks to God, I look at our children. I look at them, praise be unto God, and I'm saying this specifically to our children. And because of the fact that I am in a place, I am in a place where I know that there's so much out here that is tempting our babies. There's so much out here that we must stay on the altar for to cover our children. There is so much that we cannot let them be on their own. Children, I say to you, those of you that are old enough to make these decisions, say no to drugs and say yes to living a clean life. Say no to gangs and groups that could be gangs, and say yes to healthy friendships. Say no to moral filth and say yes to the word of God. Say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ. Say no to going along with the crowd and say, "Yes, if I have to stand alone, I will." Say no to the temptation and say, "Yes, God, I surrender and I submit on you." Say no to being a coward and say, "Yes, to being a bold witness for Christ." Say no to sexual compromise and say, "Yes, to waiting until marriage." Say no to rebellion and say yes to the obedience of God. Say no to the chains of sin and yes to the freedom in Christ Jesus. Say no, just say no, and be strong in the word of God. Be strong because God got your back. Be strong because he has angels around you to protect you and to shield you. He has this all around you to keep you. Say no to these things. Saints of God, even in our young age, we were convicted in our spirit when we attempted to do things wrong. We were convicted in our spirits when we were being led the wrong way. But just like Jesus covered Daniel, just like he covered Daniel, saints of God, young or old, God is here to protect you. God prospered Daniel. God is here to prosper each and every one of us. God promoted Daniel, and God is here to promote us and what he's calling us to do. Stand by your purpose and be true to the calling and the anointing that's on your life. Stand purposefully for God. I live and for God I die. You may think as a young child, I'm too young to make that kind of commitment. There's life ahead of me. I want to experience some things. Saints of God, there's some things that are out here that you don't want to experience. Let me tell you, I read, and probably it was this morning that I read it, but I read very recently about a 400 year old oak tree, 400 years old, tall, sturdy looking, strong oak tree. And just one day it fell. It collapsed with no apparent reason to collapse. After they examined it, after the tree was examined, they found out that bugs, termites, all kinds of little animals had gotten on the inside of the tree and ate all of what was inside of it, ate it out. That 400-year-old tree, standing and looking so sturdy, was hollow on the inside. It was hollow. Saints of God, you may think looking at a certain movie won't cause you to fall into an area of sin, but that's a seed that's being planted. You may think if I take one puff of a cigarette that I'm not going to become an addict to cigarettes. It's a seed that's being planted. If I take one puff of a joint, that's not going to cause me to be a drug addict. If I take one drink, it won't cause me to be an alcoholic. As you are letting these little insects go on the inside, it is eating away at your spirit. It's eating away at your soul. If you're looking at pornography, if you're using vulgarity, if you're looking at things that totally come against the word of God, it'll eat you up on the inside. And you can look holy on the outside. You can sit here on here and raise your hand and give God praise on the outside, but on the inside, you're dirty, you're filthy, you have become contaminated and you're dying. But saints of God, thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank God that he still has you. Thank God for the blood that shall never lose its power. Thank God. Remember in our text, it said, but then God steps in on the scene. Let God come into your life. Let the word of God be that which grows within you. Remember, the word says, those that have the faith the size of a mustard seed. The mustard seed is the smallest seed there is, and it grows to be one of the largest plants, the largest tree, the large, it grows to be that much. That little bit of faith, saints of God, understand, walking with God, even in our young age, even as seniors, listen, some of us got to go back. We got to go back and repent because we followed, we compromised. We did some things that we knew as adults we shouldn't do. Children, this is not only you. This is us, adults. We did things we should not do. We did things after we became born again Christians, and we should not have done them. We did them. This is our time to go back. And our time to repent. Let me tell you this, young folks, that according to the statistics, most young people who receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they did it before they were 18 years of age. And you say, wait a minute, I fall in that group. You mean that I can accept Jesus as my Savior and I can walk the straight and narrow? I can read the word of God. I can pray. I can live according to my purpose. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. To God be the glory and the honor. In fact, many of us on here received Jesus as our Lord and Savior before we were 18 years of age, before we were 18. We received him. Don't let your youth keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. You know, Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plans I have for you. That's what Jesus would say. God was saying to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a teenager, pastor in the church, speaking to people. He was a teenager. Saints of God, loved ones, young ones, I implore you today. I implore you today. Check it out. Some of you might be playing some games, video games that won't bring God any glory. Some of you, some things that you're looking at, again on TV. You know, as young as you are, pornography. There are children that find their mother's or father's pornography. There are children that will go to somebody else's house and look at pornography because it's very prevalent in that household. Babies, babies, babies. I come today to warn us. Let us be like Daniel. If you're gonna be like somebody, be like a man that was of purpose, a man that was of principle, a man that walked in purity, a man full of prayer. Let us emulate him. Let us desire to be like that. Let us, first and foremost, desire to be like Christ. In other words, do like Daniel did. He said, I have purposed in my heart, I have made up my mind. And the way to do everything that I'm coming to you with to do is to do what it tells us in the word. I believe it's Matthew. I think it's chapter 6, verse 33, somewhere around in there, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all of these things shall be given unto you. Beloved, you can advance in school just like Daniel did. They were smarter than all of the boys that were brought before the king. Smarter than, more intelligent, wiser, interpreting dreams. I know on this line, those of you that are here, the youth that are here amongst you, are prophets and evangelists, missionaries. You're here. You're here. So thank you that you are listening to the word today. Thank all of our grandparents and parents that saw to it that they were here today. Thank God for the parents that say, you know, son and daughter, you know, I messed up also. And I can repent before God. Because I am not perfect. And I can repent before God. I desire to be what Father has called me to be. Y'all know that's one of my favorite songs. I will be what I'm called to be. Children, how many of you will walk in that same vein? That you will be what God has called you to be. Parents, help them to identify their purposes in life that they can walk according to the word of God. Keep your children covered in the blood of Jesus. Keep them in the full armor of God as they go off to school to face the world of challenges. Keep them in that place. Keep them in that place. Saints of God, I thank you. I love you. I don't know if you are aware, again, as I'm speaking this morning about the youth. It is my desire. It is the desire of several of the parents, even that are on here, that eventually New Vision for Life will have their own Christian academy. I want us to get to our children as young as we can, to get the word of God in them as often as we can. And to encourage them to be strong in the word, to stand up for what's right, stand up for what's right, even though it may cause us to lose some friends, even though it may mean that people will make fun of us and laugh at us. But know that God is on our side. God is on our side. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. I pray that you have been blessed by this word. I know the teaching of God's word is always a good word. It's always a good word. I just pray that this word does some good. I pray that it causes us to be convicted and bring us to a place of change. I don't want to be the way I was yesterday. Let me be better today and tomorrow be even better than that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And even now, I ask and offer to all of you, and especially our youth that are on this line today, offering to all of you, is there anyone on this line who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who truly doesn't know him as their Lord and Savior? Is there anyone? Is there a youth that today, after hearing that young Daniel as a teenager was able to dedicate himself to God and to live a godly life, is there any youth on here that wants to say, you know, I want to live that way too? Is there anyone on here at all who has not accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? And you may be afraid to say so online, and knowing again the children that I do know that are on here, I know that you're being raised in godly homes. I know that. I know that this opportunity has been offered to you. But to those that are listening, to those that I don't know, to those that are online who may listen to this years and months to come, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time that you can accept him as your Savior. You simply can do so by saying, Father, I realize that my life isn't the way that it should be. And I do believe that your son came and died for me, yet he rose again for me. And Lord, I want to accept him as my Lord and Savior. I want to be the child that you've called me to be. I want that. So Lord, come into my life, come into my heart, and I repent. I turn away from the things I used to do. I turn away. Help me to obey that your word. Help me, Lord, to obey your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be with your saints, to be with your children, Lord God, to be, Lord God, because you have called us as one. No matter how old we are, and I'm probably next to the oldest person on this line, I'm still a child of God. And I thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Great word, great word, great word.
Amen. Great word.
Word,
Amen.
great word, great word. Amen. Right now, I'm going to turn it over. We're going to do things a little different today. I'm going to turn it over into my son, and he's going to do our family business.